Blog Talk Radio.
I know they see you when they want you. I know they see you when they want to make you who they want you to be. I know that life is trying to get you. I know that life is calling out to you by your name. But don't listen, resist it, keep running. Don't you stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing, hold that, don't you let it go.
You hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's shining and they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, yeah. I won't let them take you, I won't let them. I'll be your protection. I'll be your direction. Yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you.
Fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you.
I'll fight, you know I'm ready.
I'll fight for you.
Situations will approach you. And opportunities to fade, shade, and downgrade will provoke you. And those you trust will start to turn to. So never pay too much attention to the things they say they won't do. And you gotta be persistent. And believe me, you ain't seen much, it's just the beginning. More walking, slow to speaking, but be quick to listen. Be mindful, you be vigilant and pay attention. Because you hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter.
You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's shining and they can see it, they won't end it.
But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you,
hey. I won't let them take you, I won't let them. Take care, I'll be your protection. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose
you.
Fighting cause I refuse to lose
you.
I'll fight, you know I'm ready.
There's no need to worry about them let me downs. You can count them instinct the moment you let me round. I torched it. Dream shouted and forced it to move off that groove and made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. The clowns we fighting for, the thought of you free from danger. Hurt, fear, depression, and anger, confusion, rage, and pain galore. Got me out here with my tools up, fighting for what I could use up. Lyrics on tracks with music, yeah, the pain came and the rain fell down, but I maintained through the skirmish. Cause I love you, and you're worth it. Yeah, you could be anything to them, but to me, you're perfect. I fight for you, I'm right for you, I'm here on purpose.
And you know I fight for you, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
I'll fight for you.
Fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
I'll fight for you.
I'll fight, you know I'm ready, girl, I'll fight for you. I won't let them take you, I won't let them. I won't let them take you, I'll be your protection. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I fight for you.
Welcome to Leaders of Change Southeast Radio Show. In collaboration, I'm proud to inform you how this movement has impacted not just our city, but us as a people. A wise man said, our unity is more powerful than an atomic bomb. Special shout out to Beast and Uhuru for empowering our communities and standing firm against injustices that have plagued our communities and people for an eternity. We also want to continue to support our brother Tory Robinson, who is still today being held unjustly for a no-crime felony. We want to apologize for the challenges with our last show, but we did get to the bottom of it. And after a thorough investigation, we found that it was not the fault of Block Talk Radio. It was the fault, unfortunately, of Internet Explorer. Although these challenges, I assure you, we will continue to fight these obstacles that prevent us from being freedom, that prevent us from having our freedom of constitutional right to protest and freedom of speech. Last words, stay connected to things that uplift you and out of the condition that separates us as a people and empowers our youth.
As a boy, I shared a game with my father. Played it every morning till I was 3. He would knock on my door and I'd pretend to be asleep till he got right next to the bed. Then I would get up and jump into his arms. Good morning, Papa. And my papa, he would tell me that he loved me. We shared a game. Knock, knock. Until that day when the knock never came. And my mama takes me on a ride past cornfields on this never-ending highway till we reach a place of high, rusty gates. A confused little boy, I enter the building carried in my mama's arms. Knock, knock. We reach a room of windows and brown faces. Behind one of the windows sits my father. I jump out of my mama's arms and run joyously towards my papa's, only to be confronted by this window. I knock, knock, trying to break through the glass, trying to get to my father. I knock, knock as my mama pulls me away before my papa even says a word. And for years, he has never said a word. And so 25 years later, I write these words for the little boy in me who still awaits his papa's knock. Papa, come home, because I miss you. Miss you waking me up in the morning and telling me you love me. Papa, come home, because there's things I don't know, and I thought maybe you could teach me how to shave, how to dribble a ball, how to talk to a lady, how to walk like a man. Papa, come home, because I decided a while back I want to be just like you, but I'm forgetting who you are. And 25 years later, a little boy cries, and so I write these words and try to heal and try to father myself, and I dream up a father who says the words my father did not, dear son. I'm sorry I never came home. For every lesson I fail to teach, hear these words. Shave in one direction with strong, deliberate strokes to avoid irritation. Dribble the page with the brilliance of your ballpoint pen. Walk like a god, and your goddess will come to you. No longer will I be there to knock on your door, so you must learn to knock for yourself. Knock, knock down doors of racism and poverty that I could not. Knock, knock on doors of opportunity for the lost brilliance of the black men who crowd these cells. Knock, knock with diligence for the sake of your children. Knock, knock for me, for as long as you are free, these prison gates cannot contain my spirit. The best of me still lives in you. Knock, knock with the knowledge that you are my son, but you are not my choices. Yes, we are our father's sons and daughters, but we are not their choices. For despite their absences, we are still here, still alive, still breathing, with the power to change this world, one little boy and girl at a time. Knock, knock, who's there? We are.
down. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry. But I know the change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Timothy Stansberry, Brooklyn, New York, unarmed. November 25th, 2006, Sean Bell, Queens, New York, unarmed. January 1, 2009, Oscar Grant, Oakland, California, unarmed. January 29, 2010, Aaron Campbell, Portland, Oregon, unarmed. July 18, 2011, Alonzo Ashley, Denver, Colorado, unarmed. March 7, 2012, Wendell Allen, New Orleans, Louisiana, unarmed. September 14, 2013, Jonathan Farrell, Charlotte, North Carolina, unarmed. July 17th, 2014, Eric Garner, Staten Island, New York, unarmed. August 9th, 2014, Michael Brown, Ferguson, Missouri, unarmed. In the past decade alone, these men and hundreds of others have lost their lives to police. Local police report to the FBI, killing at least 400 people a year. From 2006 to 2012, a white police officer killed a black person at least twice a week in this country. Which brings us back to Ferguson, Missouri, where according to a report in the Daily Beast, in 2009, police officers charged a man for property damage because he bled on their uniforms while they arrested him and allegedly beat him bloody. Ferguson, Missouri, where it took 6 days to release the name of an officer who shot an unarmed teenager to death. Ferguson, Missouri, where police released images of someone who might be Michael Brown involved in a store robbery, and then hours later said the robbery had nothing to do with why Michael Brown was stopped by the police officer who killed him. Ferguson is just outside St. Louis, Missouri, the place where, as historian Blair Kelly reminded us this week in The Root, Dred Scott sued for his freedom on the grounds that he and his wife had for many years lived in a free state. His case eventually went to the Supreme Court, and in 1857, Chief Justice Roger Taney declared that Scott had no right to sue because, as a black man, he was never intended to be an American. Speaking on the clause in the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal, Taney wrote, quote, "It is too clear for dispute that the enslaved African race were not intended to be included and formed no part of the people who framed and adopted this declaration." And he went on to say that black men had no rights which the white man was bound to respect. No rights which the white man was bound to respect. No rights which the white man was bound to respect. No rights which the white man was bound to respect.
A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. Another day.
church door on a Sunday morning. Stood outside contemplating whether I should walk through the door. You see, a lot of folks know me from way back when. People holding me to all those past sins. But I know all have sinned and come short of His glory. Yeah. I'm just glad I'm still here to tell the story.
And flashing lights, music and cameras. They call it the good life, but at the end of the day, a man's all I am. Just like you, I got needs. Oh, and I get frustrated. I get hurt just to say. But because I got a name, happiness mistaken for fame. And it gets cold at the top, so make sure somebody loves you. No matter if nobody's there, you can feel alone in the spotlight.
All alone.
Make sure somebody cares for you. Always be there for you. It's no fun alone.
yours in private plane. It's like the world's in game. But while on the road, sometimes you just wanna go home to touch your son in bed. I get weak like you do, and my body can't get tired too, yeah, yeah. And although I'm living the dream, I'm a man, not a machine, and I need you to know it. Get cold and cold. Make sure somebody loves you.
Make sure somebody loves you.
You can live alone and alone. Make sure somebody cares
for you.
Always be there for
always
you.
Always be there.
But what's the point in even having dreams if you gotta celebrate all alone?
It gets cold,
it gets cold at the time.
Make sure somebody loves you.
Make sure somebody loves you.
Change Southeast Radio Show. We all have witnessed the total disregard for life, the young black man in America and across this nation. There is a unification going on right here in our city to stand up against injustices, murder, and the violation of our constitutional rights, not just as African Americans or brown Americans, but as Americans, period. If you haven't heard about the injustice that has happened right here in our city concerning our brother and comrade Tory Robinson. Tory Robinson was pulled over last week sometime. And feel free to please go on to Leaders of Change, a radio Facebook page, and get all that information and the facts. Because there's a lot of people who have stand united and been going to the court house in support of his brother, who have been protesting in support of his brother, as well as supporting his family. He was pulled over for a broken tail light. This is the story. Now, you know, all these things are going on with African Americans. Police are, you know, gunning our people down, our youth down. And so, because he was informed, because he was knowledgeable about all the stuff that was going on, he decided not to pull over right away at this dark area. He proceeded down to where the light, the area was more lighted. And as soon as he got out the car, these police officers tackled him. You know, I don't know if there was a chokehold, but I know there was a lot of, in my opinion, criminal misconduct down to his brother for this supposedly broken headlight. The funny thing about this is that when he was arrested, there was no charge or violation for the broken headlight. So this probable cause rule that they have, you know, you have to have probable cause to be pulled over, or you have to violate some type of safety rule or something like that. But none of that is on his charges. He has intimidating the police, you know, unlawful conduct, all these other things. So, and his brother been doing wonderful things in the community. Family man, you know, has not been in trouble. So we want to make sure that we support him and others that have been, you know, unfalsely accused of any charge, especially when all the stuff is going on right now. We have a caller on the line. Area code 619, last four numbers 8936. Caller, you say what?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to let you know I have been listening to your radio show for quite a while, and I commend you for everything that you're doing for the community. I also wanted to just say that knowledge is contagious, and you're bringing that knowledge into the community to make people aware of what's going on. I just want to just let everybody know, be careful, be cautious out there, whatever they're doing, just be careful and cautious. Because like people said, police have become a gang of their own now. So we just have to be careful. Just wanted to say thank you for doing what you're doing.
We really, really appreciate that. And please continue to support us and listen in. Share with your friends. Go to the page, Leaders Change. Click follow, and you'll be able to hear the episodes. Even if you don't listen to it live, you're doing now. Even if you don't get to listen to it live, the show will upload on the page, and you can send it to anyone you want to hear it, or you can listen to it yourselves. Again, this is Leaders of Change Southeast Radio Show. My name is Kevin Henderson, Mr. Absolutely himself, in support of Leaders of Change Radio Show and in support of Southeast Memorial Page.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music. He didn't bring me this far to let me go.
Southeast Radio Show. I want to get a special shout out to Brother Maito, Brother Xavier, the Beast Movement, as well as Uhuru. These agencies have been standing up for injustices for ever since this the decision of Michael Brown, and probably before that. So just want to give a special shout out to them. Also a shout out to Brother Daryl Muhammad, Greg Cruz, and the Southeast Memorial page. Got to talk to the brother a couple episodes ago. He's doing well. We want to make sure that we acknowledge all the work that they're doing and support his page as well. I'm feeling real good today because I just, every time you do a show, like, you get kind of a status. You know, you not a status, statistics on how the show is doing, how many people listen to the show, et cetera. So we just reached today over 1,147 listeners. You know, I know that's not a lot, you know, compared to a radio show, but I just feel just grateful and appreciative to you, all of you who've been listening in since we started. So thank you for following Leaders of Change Southeast Radio Show, and we love your support. Thank you for what you do in our communities. And God bless. We're going to keep it moving on and hit you with this.
gonna say that I'm a thug. That's because I came from the gutter and I'm still here. I'm not saying I'm a thug because I want to rob you and rape people and things. No, I'm not angry at them. I'm angry at the system. It's not even about me no more. It's about some nightmare that these people have. But I'm still a survivor, you know. I'm still smiling, still signing autographs. But soon I'm gonna go crazy.
I had some crazy days take off time. Somewhere inside my childhood when this my heart died. And even though we both came from the same places, the money and the fame made us all change places. How could it be through the misery that came to pass? The hard times make a true friend afraid to ask. A currency, but you can run to me when you need. And I never leave, honestly. Someone to believe in, as you can see. Small things to a truth. What could I do? Feel home self, you get through. And coming new, he do the same thing if he could. Cause in the hood, true homes make you feel good. And half the time, he be acting up. All the cops, bringing a thief to the peace that was on my block. And never stopped when my mama asked me, will it change? Tell her, yeah, but it's clear I'll always be the same. I'm still in the time.
Hey, these broken wings.
I don't hang around the house much. This whole night, money making got me out of touch. Ain't blessed a smile in a long while. An unexpected birth, works of the ghetto styles. My attitude got me walking solo. Ride all alone in my Lolo. Watching the whole world move in slow-mo. For 5 times, disappear, listen to the ocean. Smoking poor sick, my thoughts in the back of toasted. Who can I trust in this cold world? My phony homie had a baby by my old girl. But I ain't tripping, I'm a player, I ain't sweating him. I think the sister had a mama like this Mexican, no remorse, it was meant to happen. Besides rapping, the only thing I did good was rap. Until the end of
the only crime they can fix enough is fighting. Hitting somebody in the face with my shit.
Hands to come and heal me once again.
Until
so I can
fight.
Don't get it twisted, it's not my real life. This is not how my real life is supposed to be. Anybody with thug life tattooed on their stomach is guilty.
Now who can say if I was right or wrong? To live my life as an outlaw all along. Remain strong in this planet full of player haters. They conversate with death row full of demonstrators. And in the end, drinking Hennessy made all my enemies envy me.
Nothing the court can do to punish me more than I've been punished already. I'm being shot by someone.
Well, I can see closer to achieve. In times of danger, don't freeze. Time to be a chief. Follow my lead. I supply everything you need. And out the game and the training to make a G. Remember me as an outcast outlaw. Another album out, that's what I'm about.
I'm selling records, this is what I do for a living. I'm selling records, I ain't thinking it's gonna be a matter of life and death. Me, I'm still your child, you know what I'm saying? You can't just turn me off like
this is Leaders of Change Southeast Radio Show. I'm your host, Kevin Henderson, Mr. Absolutely himself, and we've been talking about the injustices that have been happening, not just in our city or in our state, but on a national level. We have talked to one of our brothers who is definitely a target of, criticism and all the other things that go along with bad publicity. We had him on our show. We had Brother Mitchie Slick on our show last episode. He was kind of enlightening us on how he felt or the struggle that he was going through as a black man, you know, growing up as a now a well recognized rapper in the industry. You know, we all know about all the things that took place and the media attention that he's gotten. And he just kind of enlightened us on things from his perspective on life expectancy for a young black male, the attack against young black men here in America, and who is the real Mitchie Slick. So we really want to thank him, and we're appreciative that he took time out to come on the show and spend that time with us. This next episode is very important because it kind of describes, if you listen to it and if you are receptive, it kind of describes the secrets of success. So please stay tuned and stay focused.
So if you want to make six figures, you can't just be talking about you want to make six figures. You hear what I'm saying to you tonight? If you do the three things I tell you to do tonight, I guarantee you, whatever it is you want to do in life, you'll be able to do. You will be able to accomplish whatever you want to academically, financially, relationally, whatever. So three things. All right, I'm going to tell you this story. I got to get out of here. And the story is about, you guys have probably heard about this before. It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money, and so he went to this guru, right? He told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you are. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach at 4 a.m. He liked the beach. I said, I want to make money. I don't want to swim. Guru said, if you want to make money, I'll meet you tomorrow, 4 a.m. So the young man got there at 4 a.m. He all ready to rock and roll, got on the suit, should have wore shorts. The old man grabs his hand and said, how bad do you want to be successful? He said, real bad. He said, walk on out in the water. So he walks out into the water. Watch this. When he walks out into the water, it goes waist deep. So he's like, this guy crazy. Adrian's like, I want to make money. He got me out here swimming. I didn't ask to be a lifeguard. I want to make money. He got me in. So he said, come out a little further. Walked out a little further. Then he had it right around this area, the shoulder area. So this old man crazy. He's making money, but he's crazy. He said, come on out a little further. Came out a little further. Was right at his mouth. My man like, I'm about to go back in here. This child is mine. So the old man said, I thought you said you wanted to be successful. He said, I do. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man getting scratching, holding him down. I got you. I know you brushed it out, but I got you. He had him held down. I need you for an illustration. He had him held down just before my man was about to pass out. He raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. Somebody answer the question for me. He said, when you were underwater, what did you want to do? Lee, I'm looking for a different word, though, than lip. What's that word? He said, I wanted to breathe. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB. Shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, someday you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it. You got to go days without, listen to me, you got to want to be successful so bad that you forget to eat. Beyonce said once she was on the set doing her thing, 3 days had gone by, she forgot she didn't eat. said she was engaged. I never forget when 50 Cent was doing his movie. I did a little research on 50, and 50 said that when he wasn't doing the movie, he was doing the soundtrack. And they said, when do you sleep, 50? Sleep. He said, sleep. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality. Football players, how many football players? Got anybody like football in here? Raise your hand. Anybody like football? Emmitt Smith. I used to be a Cowboy fan before they did my boy Tom Landry wrong. I used to be a Cowboy fan. And watch this. There was a commercial. Emmitt Smith had won his first Super Bowl, and he had this commercial when he was lifting weights. I don't know if you saw the commercial. He was lifting, and he said, Emmitt said, you know what? I won the Super Bowl, so I can rest now. He was doing his bench press. So he said, I won the Super Bowl, so I can rest now. So he throws up about 325, boom. And he rests for about 2 seconds. And he, boom, boom, boom. Did you see that? He'd already won a Super Bowl. He said, I think I'm going to take a rest. And he rests for how long? 1 second. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. And I'm here to tell you today, somebody came to my office the other day crying. I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here. You can jump up. You can do flips. You can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me. You'll never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do. You won't be successful until you say, I don't need that money. Because I got it in here. So listen to me. Emmitt Smith said this at the end of the commercial. Emmitt Smith said, all men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. I'm going to say it again because you might have missed it. All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. So that means that there are some people who are going to see the professor, going to see the TA. And even when the professor says, I don't meet with you, my TA meets with you, you say, I don't want to talk to your TA. I don't pay the TA. I pay you to teach me. So you're going to have to find some time to meet me. If I got to meet you at the mall, if I got to meet you at your house, you are going to see me. Listen to me. All men are created equal. Some work hard in preseason. When I went to college, guys were way smarter than me. 4.0, 3.0. They went to the Ivy League high schools, came to Oakwood from these great high schools. Most of them are not doing what I'm doing. Why? Because it's not about where you come from. It's about heart. You come to a place where, you know, being smart ain't enough. You got to have heart. That's number one. Watch number two. Number two. Catch number two. I wrote it down. I wanted to make sure you got it. It says, to be, watch this. We're talking about sacrifice now. The important thing is this. You're right in why I'm saying it. Because I only have about 3 more minutes. Listen to me. The most important thing is this. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. That's the number two thing. You got to catch that one. To be able to, listen to me, at any moment, some of you can make sacrifices when Monday Night Football is not on. You can make a sacrifice. But when the game come on, for some reason, you just attach to it. For some of you, when your favorite show come on, you can make sacrifices on Sunday when ain't nothing going on. But when your favorite show comes on Monday, bam, some of you focus into the phone ring, and you like, I gotta answer. If I don't answer the phone, I'm gonna die. I'm saying to you today that there are some of you, if you give up your cell phone, you would be successful. But your cell phone is more important to you than your success. I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna hurt somebody. Some of you need to give up your cell phone because the time you spend on your cell phone could be used for your success. The time you could be using to be successful, you're using it on the cell. And the cell phone is not bringing you nothing but a bill. And somebody has told you you couldn't live without it. I'm talking about going deep now, giving up stuff. Watch what it says. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can be. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before. But I dare you to fail in writing for a whole year to see if you can get to the end. I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you saw. always want to give up. I'm dropping. Why are you dropping? I'm so grateful that the slave didn't drop and quit. Say, I'm just going to stop. I'm a slave. I'm just going to be a slave. I'm going to quit. Listen to me. The slave said, we will live because one day we will become. We won't always be slaves. So today, although we're slaves, we're going to act like we're free. And one day, our children will be free. If the slaves would have just said, we quit, we give up, we would have died in the middle passage. But some slaves said, I don't care what we go through, we're going to survive this. 400 years of slavery, we're going to get through this. And you can't get through an 1825. You can't get through a writing class, and you got tutor after tutor, resource after resource. The problem is, you ain't never felt no pain before. You're soft. It's a soft generation. You quit on everything. Our people did not quit. Harriet Tubman not only made it, she went back and got some more. She said, you know what? I made it, but I'm going to walk all the way. Listen to me. Shh. Not ride the bus. I'm going to walk all the way back down to the South to get some more. And you quitting on 1825? Now watch this. You quit after you, listen to me, you get a sleeping bag and you wait for them. You wait for the first WRA instructor to come in and you come out your sleeping bag, I need help. You quit after you do that. You quit after you had, listen to me, a WRA party. I'm having a party. Everybody come over. I got food, everything. And let them get over there. Let it be all the best writers. All right, I fooled y'all. I want to have a writing party.
You are listening to The Secrets of Success. And that should inspire any young person from any ethnicity to do better for themselves. Secrets of Success. Again, you're listening to Leaders of Change Southeast Radio Show. I'm your host, Kevin Henderson, Mr. Absolutely himself. And we want to thank you for tuning in. Before we leave, we want to hit you with this. God bless and be safe.
What if I graciously accepted the responsibility bestowed on me by the Most High and made a conscious decision to speak the truth in those instances where most lie, lift my brow high, exemplify perseverance in the times when I would normally throw in the towel? Yeah, I know sometimes this life looks foul, but what if I showed you how to get through it? You see, the lighter side of living is hidden just beneath the darkness. What if I told you I knew how to get to it? Who would you think I was or assume me to be? You see, there's no real difference between you and me. I just recognize my destiny is to help you reach yours. And my words are merely rhetoric unless my speech chores what's ailing us. Society's failing us, but we got to keep on keeping on. Start waking up to some of these opportunities we've been sleeping on. Reaping on the benefits of hard work and patience. Laziness and procrastination has plagued our race since they began programming us. Jamming us with our own creativity. One of the reasons why we hate living, see, but you can't hate life because life is love itself. And you can't take that which is of itself and just put it in exile. They want you to flex foul, but you got to show them you're greater than that. Time is of the essence. Recognize it's later than that. They got us behind. Whether we blind chasing the bling or we grind just trying to bring home a small check so we can live to the next one. They're taught to live out their dreams. Meanwhile, you train to expect none but. I won't get all proud and preachy. My voice get loud and screechy. One of y'all liable to get fed up, get up, be like, I felt him before. This time he ain't reached me. I teach, see. And I've been learning to hold myself accountable since the day I was born. My pop said we get everything we deserve in this life, so there's no reason to be scorned. Pop me in the back of my head, said, little man, if you're looking for empathy, don't try. We come up on long, hard times, so I'm short on sympathy. I won't lie, but Jesus got stoned. Told the people don't cry, so I don't shy away from no ridicule. I just spit a jewel and keep stepping. Ain't pinning God's wrath, be my weapon. Freedom in the true path, what I'm repping. You never catch me stepping to fetch nothing that won't help my people see clearer. That's why before I play, I pray with humility and look myself dead in the mirror and say, self, who would you be if you recognized the truth for what it was and didn't use your God-given talent to spit it? Nigga, you ain't a star, you just Lamar. The words are, don't you ever forget it.